You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. When you're far from home, maybe on a trip or on vacation, do you find yourself craving foods from your hometown? Maybe it's the tacos from your favorite food truck down the street from work, or, you know, just one of your family's home cooking recipes that's been passed down for generations. Well, for refugees who now live in the Treasure Valley, celebrating the food of their homeland is an essential part of staying connected. And this week, refugee chefs are bringing the flavors of their region to plates all around the valley, and they're doing this through Sunday. Joining us to talk about Refugee Restaurant Week is Sulami Mwangi and Kara Fink of the Idaho Office for Refugees. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
So, Kara, I want to start with you. How many years has Refugee Restaurant Week been going on?
This is the fourth year in the Treasure Valley. It's been expanding every year, which is exciting.
So how did you come up with the idea to do something like this?
It actually came from a similar event, but much larger in Paris that has also been going on 4 years. And so we heard about it and thought Boise is a really great food community. Why don't we make this happen?
So why do something like this?
It's a really great opportunity for folks to try something new in a place that they already feel comfortable. So in a restaurant they might already be going to. And it's also a fun opportunity for our guest chefs who don't currently have restaurants but were chefs or cooks overseas to share some of the food that they love and that they've been making and to connect with someone else who loves cooking and has that passion.
Okay, so talk to me then about how that works. Because what, are the chefs paired with like other chefs who work in a restaurant? How does that look?
Yes. Yeah. So we have our guest chefs who arrive as refugees and were cooks or chefs overseas, and we connect them with a local restaurant here with an American-born chef. So we started off with two restaurants and it's grown into four. And so these restaurants open up their doors and to the guest chef and they cook together, which is exciting. They pick a dish or dishes that they think the people who go to that restaurant will like, but that also represent the country that the guest chef is from. And it's really fun to watch them all working in the kitchen together. And then at the end, the restaurants also donate part of the proceeds back to that chef for their time, which is really considerate of them.
So, Salome, your job is to help refugees integrate in Boise. So how does food play a part in that?
It's a huge part because it's very easy for us to come to the table. It's something that's very natural, regardless of where you come from. And the moment you have a food that you may not be familiar with, it creates an opportunity to sit and talk about the food, talk about the cultures that you have come from in a very non-threatening way.
And though, so then if we take it into restaurants for, you know, just this average Boisean, what does that do?
It's even better because when I participated in this last year, I remember sitting around tables with strangers who did not know each other. And yet we were able to come together and talk about this food and what does it mean. And all of us were able to contribute our points of view regardless of where we came from. And we just had this time where it didn't matter where we came from. We were coming together for one common cause, and it was to enjoy the food.
And you yourself, you are a refugee from Kenya.
Yes.
Who resettled.
Correct.
Here. First off, talk to me about that experience and you know, having to leave your homeland and leaving everything behind and that process.
It's probably one of the most traumatic experiences that you could experience. And yet it doesn't feel traumatic because when you're leaving for safety, you're leaving to save your life, you're leaving because you cannot go back. And so you're thinking, this is something I should look forward to. And it isn't until you get here, and yes, you're safe, and yes, you're in a place where you can express yourself and you can get everything that you need, and yet you're torn away from all the things that kept you grounded and that give you an identity. And it took me probably 8 years before I finally felt like, okay, this is home. Because even as you embrace the new place that you've gone to, you feel like you're betraying the country that you came from. And yet it's not a betrayal. It's just that you have changed and you have evolved and you're developing into this new person. And I think that's what we all do as human beings.
And then you are integrating into a whole new society, having to learn new norms and culture. But yet, even though you have left like the fear behind and all of that, there are things about your homeland that you want to bring with you and keep sacred, I would think.
That is very true. I think for me, the moment, my aha moment came to the moment we were packing to leave Kenya. And you realize there's things that you can put in a suitcase and there's things that you can't. And it's those things that you cannot pack in a suitcase that make the difference. And those are the memories and the tastes and the skills. And that is what we bring here. And we're able to, I don't think we can replicate them, but we're able to recreate them in a way that we can enjoy with the people of the culture that we're going into.
But there is something, too, I think, about food, right?
Yes.
And like that soulfulness of food. And if there is love that is made when you are making that food, you can taste that. You can feel that.
You can absolutely do that. And I think the beauty about food is not just the flavor and the making and the smells. It's also in the sharing. Because if I sit in my house and make that food and I don't have anybody to share it with, it doesn't evoke the same emotions and the same warmth. So being able to share it, especially with people from the community that I have come into, is priceless.
We're talking with Salami Mwangi and Kara Fink of the Idaho Office for Refugees. They're here today talking to us about Refugee Restaurant Week, which is taking place through Sunday in the Treasure Valley. I'd like to know the restaurants that are involved with this, Kara.
We've got two restaurants in Boise, one in Eagle and one in Caldwell. We've got the Still Ice Cream Shop downtown Boise. They are working with Chef Najla from Syria to do two different ice cream flavors that are inspired by her homeland. And then we also working with Diablo and Sons downtown. They are working with Chef Balanish from Ethiopia. They're doing an Ethiopian-inspired taco and an Ethiopian lentil salad throughout the week. And then Grit 2C in Caldwell. Chef Paul over there is working with Chef Rama. They're doing Somali cuisine. And then Grit American Cuisine in Eagle is working with Chef Salam, and they're doing Iraqi cuisine.
And what's that like to be welcomed into these kitchens as when you're working with these chefs?
I don't think anyone has the words to express that, because it's almost like the ultimate receivership and acceptance, and you're being welcomed to be one of us, and you're no longer an outsider looking in, but you've been invited to cook, and then we can sit at the table and share that. There's no words to express the feeling of being welcomed and being accepted.
What's it like for you when you are in a situation like that, and here you've left so many things behind, yet you can share something as simple but yet as deep as food? I mean, that whole idea of breaking bread with other people.
I know for me the ultimate sense of being accepted is when I can invite you to my home. Not only do I invite you to my house, but I'm going to make you food that is so meaningful to me. It probably has memories of, this is how my grandmother made this, or this is what happened when this was going on. And we are then able to share in that meal. And as I'm making it, as we are eating it, then I'm sharing some of those stories as well.
Isn't that interesting? I was actually just talking with my kids yesterday, because both my parents have passed, but I have these family recipes. And we were talking about Christmas and certain cookies that we make and all of that, because this recipe has been in my family for generations. And, you know, and I remember making these with my mom when I was a little girl.
Right.
And it's not just the food, it is the sharing of the story.
Yes. And that is what makes it special. I remember growing up with my grandmother, and if my grandmother said we were eating chicken, it meant that she would point out the chicken that was going to be dinner, and then you guys would have to chase it.
If you want to eat, you better go get that chicken.
And then you'd chase it. The grandkids would chase it until it was out of breath. And then finally somebody would go pick it up. And once there was a chicken that still hadn't laid an egg, and my grandmother wanted the egg. So we had to wait until it laid the egg and then chase it. And then so you can tell that it's not just the chicken dinner that we ate.
Right.
It was the activities around making that dinner happen and all the stories that still warm my heart and bring tears to my eyes when I remember my grandmother, who's no longer here.
Right, and brings you back to your grandmother.
It does.
So, Kara, if people want to be a part of this, do they buy tickets? How does the whole event work?
It's a great question. They just show up at the restaurant. So they're all the information is on the website, but through Sunday and Saturday for the two great locations, folks just show up and they can choose to order the dishes from Refugee Restaurant Week. There'll be a menu, and there's also a bio about the chef who made it with some information about their background, where they're from, what the food is.
Have any of these chefs been able to open their own businesses, or is that a hope for some of them?
It's definitely hope for some of them. One of our chefs this year, is Salam, who used to own the Goodness Land and is actually opening up a new restaurant pretty soon. Definitely it's on the horizon, I think, for a few of them. And this is also a good opportunity. Chef Belainish at Diablo & Sons put in her bio that she's hoping to learn more about how the restaurants work here. And so for really fulfilling that American dream of opening up her own eatery in the future.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking about this. We've been speaking with Salami Mwangi and Kara Fink of the Idaho Office for Refugees about this week's Refugee Restaurant Week, which runs through Sunday. Kara, would you quickly again give the name of the restaurants that are participating?
Yes, the Still Downtown Boise, Diablo and Sons, Grit Tusi in Caldwell, and Grit American Cuisine in Eagle.
Thank you both so very much.
Thank you.
And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters today. Appreciate you taking some time out of your day to always be a part of this conversation. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Our digital intern is Ethan Weber. Our theme music was written and produced by Boise musician Will Hall. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Thank you so much for being here today. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day.